Welcome back. 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Awaiting a call from the Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, who's no doubt in the office today and very busy at this particular moment, I believe. Ken Cuccinelli is on the line. Ken Cuccinelli, Attorney General of Virginia, candidate for governor and author of the book, The Last Line of Defense, The New Fight for American Liberty. Good afternoon, Mr. Attorney General. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right. Let's see here. Who knew that you would get fired up enough to write this book?
Well, you know, once we've been in enough of these federal state contests now, I joke with people that in 2009 when I ran for Attorney General, I promised that if the federal government crossed these legal and constitutional lines, I'd push back. I just didn't expect so many opportunities to keep my campaign promise.
Yeah.
And we've had plenty of them. And in the book, The Last Line of Defense, we don't just talk about ours. We also talk about the other ones that other states have been taking point on, whether it's NLRB, which the president
sure
lost last month. We also beat the EPA last month with Fairfax County as our co-plaintiff, a Democrat co-plaintiff. So this is not just, you know, Republican-Democrat chicanery. It's real rule of law protection, and this book catalogs just example after example of how bigger government has become a real serious threat to the liberty that it was instituted to protect.
Yeah. So. His administration, I think he referred to him as the biggest set of lawbreakers in America.
Well, when you look at how big the federal government is, and this whole administration has been the most aggressive in my lifetime in overstepping these boundaries of the law and the Constitution, I think that description fits pretty well.
Yeah, I was reading a couple of responses to your book, a couple of reviews. One of them said, "It's a history lesson," and the framers of the Constitution got it right, didn't they?
They did get it right, and the role the states are playing now in pushing back on the federal government is exactly what the Founding Fathers expected us to do. We can't take on every challenge. There are challenges where the federal government is literally imposing directly on individual citizens, and states can't step in and take over for the citizen, but there are an awful lot of these things, like health care, like the EPA, National Labor Relations Board, FCC, that we can involve ourselves in to help push back and try to reclaim some of this lost liberty to the federal government.
Yeah, you know, many Democrats, though, I've heard this time and time again, they refer to the Constitution as an old document, it's outdated, it should be a living, breathing document that needs change from time to time. And I
say, you know, I wonder if they'd feel that way about their mortgage contract.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm the bank, and this thing needs to breathe a little deeper with bigger numbers every month.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got to be doing something right, though, Ken, when Democrats are telling their own to buy and read the book.
Hey, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. I think every Democrat should buy and read this book. I hope Republicans and independents and libertarians and vegetarians will, too, but it would be great if every Democrat bought and read this book.
Yeah.
And then they should go to eBay and buy Terry McAuliffe's book and read that too. What a party. If every voter in Virginia read them both, I think I'd be doing pretty well.
Yeah. They said, in fact, they even had some kind of like little ceremony, some of these Democrats saying they wanted to make sure that all voters in Virginia, all Democrats, read this because they say they could use this against you in your race for the governor's office.
That suggests to me they haven't actually read the book.
Yeah.
But again, if they want to be pushing it, I'm okay with that. Amazon.com, fellas. BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it all over the place.
Yeah.
So,
I wanted to touch.
And by the way, any, you know, Pew Research came out with a poll recently that one of their surveys, they do these on a, you know, a cyclic basis. For the first time ever, they got a majority of Americans who believe the federal government is a threat to their personal rights and freedoms.
Wow.
I mean, the American people have moved to our position on the threat that the federal government poses to liberty. And many of us attorneys general out in the states are trying to do something about that. And it is very interesting to me that now at this time, here at the beginning of the second term of the president, that so many Americans have come to agree with this problem.
You know, that is actually very good news, because if you listen to the Democrats enough, you'll firmly believe that they're on the right side of history, and this is the new America, and what used to be left is now center. And I don't buy that, never have, and it's good to hear you say what you just said about more and more people, you know, having their doubts.
You know, one of the things Reagan said, lots of memorable quotes, but one of them was that the wisdom of America resides with Americans. And survey results like that suggest to me that he was right. I wish the election results had been different, but I think, frankly, the Democrats did a better job. The president did an excellent job in this campaign, and they outperformed us. I don't think they were right. I don't even think that on an issue-by-issue basis people thought they were right. But people thought that people were turned out who agreed with the president. I mean, I know that happened in Virginia. They did a better job than we did, and we need to improve on that.
Yep. My guest is Ken Cuccinelli, Attorney General of Virginia and candidate for the governor's office, and I want to take you to the gubernatorial race for a second if I can. I saw where you called on your opponent, Terry McAuliffe, on his you called him out on relocating his or locating his business outside of the Commonwealth. His reaction?
Well, and then he changed, you know, the excuse for why they set this business up in Mississippi instead of Virginia changes every few months. And it's worth noting, he brought this up. We didn't bring this up. He brought this up. I mean, the day after he became the Democrats' nominee, he went out and attacked Governor McDonnell, he said, for not offering his company enough money to establish itself in Virginia. Well, turns out that at the time he was applying to get that money, Tim Kaine was governor. Problem number one. Mm-hmm. And problem number two is Virginia didn't give up on his company. His company and him gave up on Virginia. So if he gave up on Virginia then, why should Virginians support him now? You know, and he is still struggling with that, and I think he's on his third explanation of it. So
I see where Planned Parenthood is coming after you. Keep Ken Out is the name of their new campaign, and their claim is that you have waged a one-man war on women or something like that. Is this just the beginning of the battles coming your way, and how do you respond to them?
You know, I think the website is probably just literally pulled from a template in the Romney campaign. It's a form of political recycling. And, I'll stand or fall on my own merits. And, I don't expect them necessarily to be supportive of me, but I would expect them to be more truthful.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, it's always great to talk to you. Good luck with the book, folks. If you haven't picked it up yet, it's called The Last Line of Defense, The New Fight for American Liberty. It's by Ken Cuccinelli, Attorney General.
Thanks, Andy.
All right, take care, Ken.
All right.
See you.
Bye.
5:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.